The skirmish in the war on terrorism is taking place here in Washington. It involves who should issue American visas. At present, it's the responsibility of the State Department, but with the new emphasis on security, some members of Congress want the proposed Department of Homeland Security to assume the task. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
The September 11th hijackers had all entered the country legally with valid visas, and this has caused the State Department enormous grief. At hearings on Capitol Hill last week, State Department officials struggled to defend their procedures as congressmen grilled them on security checks and safeguards. Finally, frustrated, Undersecretary Mark Grossman gently chided members of one House committee that there was an air of hypocrisy in their scrutiny.
I think we all have to recognize and we all have to admit that the structure that was in place before the 11th of September was a structure designed to bring as many people as possible to the United States who met certain criteria. We were asked by the tourism industry. We were asked by the education industry. We were asked by many of your offices to bring people into the United States.
In the last fiscal year, Grossman says U.S. embassies and consulates considered 10.5 million non-immigrant visa applicants around the world. And with long lines snaking out embassy doors, there was indeed an effort to be quick and customer-friendly. In Saudi Arabia last summer, the embassy set up a new program called Visa Express. It allowed Saudis to apply for and obtain their U.S. visas through approved travel agencies without visiting the embassy. Three of the 9/11 hijackers did this. Critics have pounced, urging the program be shut down. But Joel Mowbray of National Review magazine told congressmen the State Department has only changed the name of the program on its website.
A quick call yesterday from an associate of mine in Arabic to one of the participating travel agencies in Riyadh confirms that the program is still going strong. And as the agent explained to him, quote, "Don't worry, only the website changed. It's still easy to get a visa."
A State Department official insisted there is no less scrutiny under Visa Express than with other applications. And department spokesmen said they have changed their attitude, putting security concerns first. But Congressman Dave Weldon of Florida is skeptical. The last person you want in charge of visas, he says, is a diplomat.
Well, you know, diplomats, they're engaged in openness, exchange of information, good relations between our country and this foreign country, whichever country you're dealing with, whereas a security official, his major responsibility is going to be to keep bad people from coming in. And I think somebody who works for the Secretary of State is inherently conflicted in that function.
Yet if some fear an open-door tendency, there's also the opposite concern, that a Department of Homeland Security would dramatically reduce the number of visas issued, offending allies, possibly harming the U.S. economy, parts of which rely on skilled immigrants. State Department spokesman Richard Boucher says, like it or not, granting and denying visas is a delicate function of American diplomacy.
It becomes an essential portion of our foreign policy. It's the way, in many senses, that we relate to foreign governments. There are often visa decisions, denials that are made on foreign policy grounds, and we and the Secretary of State need to retain that authority.
Finally, there is a sentimental aspect to this debate. For generations, young Foreign Service officers have been required to start their overseas careers in the embassy visa section. The grunt work of interviewing hundreds of applicants is a kind of rite of passage. Critics charge this produces disgruntled people doing careless work. State Department officials counter that it motivates people to do well and move on. The eventual solution may be a compromise. The Bush administration supports a proposal under which the Departments of State and Homeland Security would share oversight on visas. Members of Congress will take up the various suggestions in a few weeks. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.